The author of The Man I Wanna Be is on air. Bongani Mia, welcome to Rise FM.
Good day, and thank you for having me. Good day to your listener.
I think the right thing to do, the right thing for me to do, is to ask you, Bongani, who was the man you wanted to be, and are you that man now?
I think man I wanna be in my case, it's actually inspired by my childhood experiences. Of course, as a young boy, I wanted to model myself around a particular figure, and I think what made it actually difficult is the absence of a paternal figure, not in a form only in a form of a father, but also the absence of my uncle and others, and that on its own made it difficult. But as a young boy, I knew that there's a particular version of a man that I wanted to be. But it wasn't forthcoming because of I couldn't actually see it around me. And this has actually been a journey, of course, over the years,
yeah.
Looking up at people around me in the form of mentors, you know. And it has been a journey on itself. And what I actually discovered is that whether you are young or you are old, at some point there's a particular version of a man that you want to become. And I must actually just say this, when I was actually writing the book, a friend of mine sent me a text and said, please listen to this interview. It was actually a recording of an interview where Black Coffee was being actually interviewed by a particular radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I think this is sometime early this year, after he actually was involved in a flight accident.
Yeah.
And he says he went into an ICU for about 3 weeks or so. When he came back, he cancelled all his gigs. And in the span of that moment, he had deep reflections. And he just realized that he's not the version of a man that he wants to be. There's a particular version of a man that he wants to become. And I always say this, and I say it in the book, you can actually imagine at that time, Black Coffee is at the apex of his career.
Yeah.
He's got all the money. He's at that time, he's not dying. Of course, he just survived the flight accident. He's not broke, you know, because most people would actually want to change because of whatever horrible reasons thereof. And so he says, but the feeling that he had was there's actually a void in him. He says, what he came to understand and know at that time, in that moment in his life, had he actually known that before, he thinks that he could have actually been a better husband. He could have been a better brother.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been, you know, all those good things to people around him and actually his family. And he says, I think I would have actually saved my marriage. Had I known and became the person that I've always longed to be. So this actually told me that, you know what, I'm right. All of us, we want to emulate ourselves around a particular figure.
Yeah.
And there's a version of a man that we want to become in life.
Bongani, that journey then for me sounds like a very long one, you know. What do we say to the young man who is extremely lost and can recognize that they need some work done and can recognize that I am not who I want to be? How do they start the journey? How do they accept that the journey is going to be extremely long because there's so much unlearning that you have to do?
It's true. It's true because, you know, most of this comes from our childhood experiences. And as a result of that, whether good or bad, of course, they actually channel us to becoming, to wanting that a particular change in our lives. And so I think the first thing is, I'm actually talking here specifically maybe to a boy that says, you know what, I do not know who my father is, or I don't have a male figure around me that can actually mentor me, that can actually guide me, and so forth. Because we, all of us, majority of actually us, go through these. I think the first thing is to reconcile. You know, we need to find a space and a place where we are able to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that on its own fuels a number of things. That's why you actually get men that are angry today.
Yeah.
It's because of those childhood traumas were not actually dealt with.
Yeah. Mm. So what do we... You know, I mean, you're touching so many things, Bongani, childhood trauma. How do we support those people? How do we support that man, especially as a partner, as a female? How do I support my partner? How do I support a friend, a brother who says, I'm struggling, I'm having such a hard time, and I can recognize that I am destroying relationships because of how I grew up, because I didn't have a father figure, because I saw things I thought were normal, but I'm now realizing are not okay.
This is an assertion I make in the book. I say you will never enjoy the man on the outside until you address or touch the child in him.
Mm.
It will be very difficult to understand the man. And I like your question, because you are asking, how do I support as a partner? But I think before that, as a man, it starts there. It's something that's actually personal.
Yeah.
So there's a particular journey of healing that begins with confronting the child in me,
mm-hmm.
that I need to be ready to actually undertake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I need to actually understand how the childhood traumas shape adulthood struggles, especially in... It is actually very essential in breaking free from some destructive patterns and be able to reclaim the wholeness as a man. So like this month, we know we actually, the commemoration of fight against GBV.
Yeah.
And I say a lot of men, believe you me, they not drinking because of they enjoy drinking.
Yeah.
But it's because of they are actually dealing, they are trying to find a way of dealing with a childhood traumas.
Mm.
I say there's a child in every man that's screaming for help.
Yeah.
But the child is not being given attention.
Mm.
So others are actually drinking excessively. Others are doing what we are speaking against, where they now become physical and abusive,
yeah.
to children and women. But that behavior is actually not going to stop until I, as a man, I say to myself, you know what, I need to actually confront the child in me,
mm-hmm.
That's actually screaming out for help. And once I embark on that journey, that's when a true transformation comes, you know. So there's a particular journey of healing that I need to be able to actually embark on. And the journey starts with reconciling with all the past pain, the traumas, the unresolved pain of childhood. I think it actually starts there. Then it will be very easy, even for those that are around me, to be able to actually help me, because, of course, there's actually willingness in myself that I want to actually confront these issues.
Bongani, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I think we're going to park it here for today. But for anybody who does want this transformative book, where can they get it?
It's actually available on the website bonganimia.co.za, or they can actually search The Man I Wanna Be on SA Books Online. They should be able to find it there. The copy is actually 280, excluding courier fees.
Bongani, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity, Macha.
When the sun shines, Rise FM shines even brighter. Join us for a summer soundtrack that will make your days even sunnier.
Rise FM, this station is a
Gompumalanga. I check this out.
Rise FM, more than just music. Azisha.
Time flies when you're having fun. We had fun, so we've signed, sealed, and delivered the show. The first week of December is almost done. We are almost signed, sealed, and delivered on the first week of December. It's very exciting. 2025 is almost here. My name is Litang Muletsanike. My sister is Mtukulo Maswati. Have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day.